Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1.
Hope you're right today. Yeah, it's nearly Friday. Tomorrow, I'll have the Wonder Years and the Fluffers and all that gubbins. It's nearly 4:45.
Good use of gubbins there, don't you think, Laura?
It's good, that. Right, now, this is a bit weird, but please, please do keep listening to Radio 1. It may be that I need a holiday, I don't know, but yesterday we did one of our florist games. You know, where we find out what they will or won't put on the card that goes with the flowers. And we had a nice Dutch man off of Amsterdam on, and we wanted him to put the lyrics to Candy Shop by 50 Cent on the card, which we had no problem with. And then we thought we'd make a little remix with him as Fiddy.
I take your mum Doris to the candy shop, yeah, and let her lick the lollipop. I say, yeah, go ahead, Doris. Don't you stop. Yeah. Keep going until you hit the spot.
Whoa. Now, you enjoyed the Florist of Amsterdam performing the hits of 50 Cent so much that I've done some more today. Now, it's one of those things, you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, that'd be really, really good. It seemed like a brilliant idea this morning, and now I'm not so sure. But if you, you know, just stick with me, okay? So we've called some more florists, starting off with the florist game, to see if the florists of Holland would perform the hits of today. And here's the first one. Good luck, everyone. Hello, can I order some flowers, please?
For when you want to order?
For tomorrow?
For tomorrow?
Okay, I just wonder if you'd be able to, because I would like to tell you the message that I want in my card for with the flowers.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, have you got a pen there?
Yeah, just a moment. Yep, I have a pen.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
I like them black girls.
I like them black girls.
I like them white girls. Thank you so much for that. I wonder if you'd be able to read the card back to me just so I've got it absolutely correct. Is that okay?
Oh, okay.
Can you read it back to me now?
I like them black girls. I like them white girls. I like them Asian girls. I like them mixed race girls. I like them Spanish girls. I like the Italian girls, the French girls, and I like Scandinavian girls. I like them tall girls. I like them short girls. I like the brown hair girls. I like the blonde hair girls. I like the big girls. I like skinny girls. I like them carrying a little bitty weight girls.
And I know this is weird, but I quite like it. Yeah, so a bloke there, a florist off of Amsterdam, doing The Girls by Calvin Harris, which I liked a lot. Right, now, I did do some more. There is a record coming soon, don't worry. Right, here's another one, okay? But I'm not going to play you the bit where I order the flowers, because that's a bit dull. But here's another florist from Amsterdam doing the hits of today just for you.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you won't know. No, no. I ain't got the time. And if my daddy thinks I'm fine, he tried to make me go to rehab. I won't go, go, go.
Now, I had some wine last night, so that could be why this is happening. Just waiting to see what the texts are like. Oh, Sandra thinks it's fantastic. Genius.
Is that your mum?
That is my mum's name. Thanks, mum, for texting in. Brilliant. Thank you. See, always supportive. You should do a CD of these. Okay. This is the most rubbish thing I've ever heard. All right, cool. I can have that. Right, should we do one more then? I won't play the boring ordering flowers bit again. But here's another florist from Amsterdam doing the hits of 50 Cent.
go, 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 go.
Shorty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday.
We gon' sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a damn. It's not your birthday.
Yeah, just let me know what you think. I thought it was a great idea.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast. Podcast.
Right, I forgot to tell you this, right? I've just remembered this from the weekend, right? I was in my house, because I live there, and my flatmate, the comedian, has got a girlfriend now. I hope he doesn't mind me saying this. She's a really nice girl. She's from Hungary, actually.
I've met her.
Yes, have you met her?
Yeah.
She's nice, isn't she?
Very nice.
Very nice. Very pretty.
Mm. He's done well.
Hasn't he done well? Yeah. I never thought that would happen, but he has. His mum's really pleased because she's been telling him he's been gay for the last 26 years. Nothing wrong with that, but she's like, oh, I'm glad you got yourself a girlfriend. No, I thought you were gay. Met any nice... She actually said this to him. Met any nice boys or girls lately? Right, so... I was walking out of the living room the other day, and at the same time, walking down the stairs, right in front of me, was the said girlfriend, with no clothes on, and with chocolate sauce all over her.
Was she trying to seduce you, like the cleaner?
No, even though, here's another thing as well, apparently, his girlfriend does quite fancy me. What's that about? And she tells him that. That's pretty weird, isn't it?
Oh, no.
Isn't that weird? I fancy your flatmate. That's weird.
They're like buses, girls, aren't they?
Oh, no.
You've got two after you
They all
now.
Come at once, don't they? Anyway, so, yeah, she had no clothes on, and she was like, oh, sorry, don't mind me, and then goes into the bathroom to wash herself off. How is that supposed to be fun? What was she doing?
Are you sure it was chocolate sauce?
Well, you see, I do the washing in the house, right? That's my job.
I'm not saying anything like... Like she's had some kind of...
Right, no, don't go there, please.
Accident.
Don't go there.
I'm just saying. What? It might be some other kind of brown food stuff,
okay.
Like Marmite.
Right, why would you... That's even worse than chocolate.
Marmite.
Mm.
Come and lick it off my skin.
Whoa. So I deduce from this, I'm no detective, but I think that they may have been doing jigginess with chocolate sauce, and I think that's weird.
Oh,
hello, love. Do you mind if I cover you in Nutella? I don't even like that in sandwiches. Let alone I'm a thing.
You've got lots of chocolate sauce on your desk.
Yes, I have. And every day there seems to be more and more, like, tubes of that chocolate body paint. Are you putting it there?
No.
It's weird.
And it's got, like, paint brushes with it as well. What's that for?
What do you do? Do you squirt it on? Do you paint it on? What do you do with it? Anyway, I do the washing in the house, right? And I... You know, I was going through all the stuff the other day, and all the sheets were brown. So it was definitely.
I hope she's all right.
I did sniff it. It was chocolate. It's all fine.
Did you sniff it?
Yeah, of course I did.
Ah.
Well, there's just stuff on there. That's what you do immediately. You go.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yeah, what's that? Sniff it. It was chocolate.
What? So you go through sniffing?
Look, if there's
all
brown,
your flatmate's
if there's
laundry?
Brown stuff on your bed sheets, the first thing you do is sniff it.
No. Not.
Yes, it is. That's what you do to check what it is.
Throw it out.
No, you sniff it. That's what boys do anyway.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Fern Cotton's been on saying the bloke doing Calvin Harris the girls was a mezzan. Thanks, Fern. And, God, everyone really likes it and wants to hear In Da Club Again by the Dutch Florist. Here she is.
Go, 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 go.
Shorty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday.
We gon' sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a damn. It's not your birthday.
Wake up with Miles. Get home with Mills.
Radio 1.
Right, there's loads of people saying actually they do sniff. Including Natalie Jameson off the Entertainment News. Right? She says, I'm with you on the sniffing thing. And she's a respected journalist, so she must know. Boys sniff stuff, they do. You tell me you never sniff your washing, ever.
I don't.
Boys
do
sniff
the
their socks.
James
and
always
pants.
Does all of my washing, so I wouldn't know.
Right, does he?
I do the cooking and the cleaning. And
does
he
does sniff
the
your pants?
No.
Well, you don't know that. Have you ever seen him wash your clothes?
Yeah.
Right, there we are. But he sniffs them.
I just don't think it's right at all.
It is, it's fine.
I don't think that's
boys
the
sniff
thing
their pants
do.
To see if you can make him do another week or not. It's all fine.
Oh my god.
Am I alerting? Another week? Someone just said. Oh, okay, another couple of days. Febreze, it's all fine.
Oh my god.
Oh come on, tell me you've never Febrezed your underpants. Not never. Once. Come on. Radio 1 Podcast. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott. It's Simon.
Hi, Simon. Where are you tonight?
I'm in Stourbridge, West Midlands.
How can I help?
I got a story about Celine Dion's music.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about Celine earlier, weren't we? Just after four. And how Celine Dion has cancelled a gig in Halifax in Canada because the local people have been saying horrible things about her on internet forums. So she's like, no, I'm not playing there.
That's right.
So, yeah, go on.
Well, we got married about 10 years ago.
And, you and Celine?
Sorry, no, not me and Celine, oh, no, me okay. and my wife Louise. And we had a wedding video done, as you do. Yeah. And they asked us to put a CD of music together that we wanted putting on the video.
What did you ask for?
Michelle Gale. and other stuff. There's about 10 or 12 songs we chose.
Oh, which one by Michelle Gale, Laura wants to know?
I can't remember
Sweetness?
That.
I was going to say,
probably.
Was it Sweetness? Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it that one?
No, I can't remember what it was now.
Oh, you've got to remember. It's going to really bug me, Simon.
Oh, blimey, now you're asking me.
Okay, carry on. Anyway, go on.
Anyway,
what else?
Yeah, and at the end, there's a scene where we have to walk away across a bridge and it's all very romantic.
It sounds lovely.
And they played the Celine Dion Titanic track. Oh. And that's totally ruined the whole video.
Really? You didn't ask for Celine?
No. Yeah, thank you. That song haunts me now.
Is it? So there's you and your new wife. And it's all, like, soft focus, all romantic-like.
Yeah, and you're walking. If we could jump in the water and drown.
Well,
you know,
exactly. Watch out for the ice.
Yeah.
Oh, and there you are on the bridge, and bloody Celine comes on.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks.
Just bringing back bad memories for you.
It's very bad memories. The day was beautiful.
Yeah.
The video was nicely done. Then we sat down and watched it, and this came up at the end.
Yeah. It's a bit insensitive as well, isn't it? Because, like, the bridge is obviously... Was it over water, the bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not right, is it?
Yeah, no icebergs, but a nice
lake. No icebergs. Can I just ask?
Yes.
The Michelle Gale, was it happy just to be with you?
I think it might have been, actually.
Or was it looking up?
No, it was happy just to be with you.
Yeah.
That's
sweet.
The wedding cake and...
I'd rather have that any day than blooming Celine. I really would. Right, I love you, Simon.
Thank you very much. Love you too, Scott.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Yep, Collie's been on from South Korea saying, you're right, you've got to sniff them to see which ones are clean or not. It's true. If they smell good, they're clean. That was Arctic Monkeys on Radio 1 and Justin Timberlake and Snoop with Signs. It's 5:40. I was just talking about how my flatmate's girlfriend off of Hungary was coming down the stairs the other day covered in chocolate sauce. which I have forgot to tell you. How did you forget that?
You know, like, since that meeting, have you actually said anything to her?
No, I've seen her loads of times. I've been out for a drink with her. She's been round the house about two or three times, just watching TV in the evenings. Nothing's been said.
Is it not awkward at
all? Not at all, no. We're very open-minded in our house.
Because if I met one of my flatmates
kind of have to be. What?
On the stairs, if I met one of my flatmates on the stairs, I'd be a bit put off the next time I saw them.
Not at all, actually.
If they were covered in chocolate sauce.
No, she was just coming down the stairs in chocolate sauce. It's fine. My flatmate wasn't even there, he was at work. That's a joke, obviously.
And where's
she does want me.
Where's your flatmate's girlfriend from again?
Hungary.
And where's your cleaner from?
Poland.
Yeah.
She wants me as well. Oh, there's a theme. Ha ha ha.
You've got some kind of super sexy powers for
Normally,
European ladies.
I can't get a sniff of action. However, check me with my new Eastern European lovelies. I'm some kind of pin-up boy for Eastern European girls. That's brilliant, I love that. Cleaner news, by the way.
Yeah.
I was saying the other day that my cleaner confides in me and I have become some kind of shoulder to cry on. Because she split up with her boyfriend. I do feel really sorry for her.
Your staff.
Not my staff. And, right, here's the thing. She's going to be on her own at Christmas, right? All her mates are going to Poland. Do I invite her around for Christmas dinner?
Is your flatmate going to be there?
Yeah.
With his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Why not?
Oh my god, that's amazing. Think about it.
Think about it.
That is so good. Radio 1 Podcast. Hello?
Hello.
Who's that, please?
It's Kirta.
Ah, Kirta, where are you today?
We're just driven into the port in Hull.
Okay, where are you going?
We're going to Amsterdam for a couple of days.
Oh, lush. I love Amsterdam. On a ferry?
On a ferry, yeah.
Try and get some florist to sing to you while you're there.
I'll try.
Yeah, what's wrong then?
Just as we were driving into the park, the ferry came into view, and you go play the Titanic music. Get on it now, it's a sign.
What do you mean it's a sign? What do you mean it's a sign?
Try to tell us for that. Stop it, you're mean, Scott.
Am I really freaking you out?
Yeah.
Why? It's only a piece of music by Celine Dion.
Yeah, but
it's lovely, listen. Every night in my dreams.
I'll never let go.
I'll never let go.
Jack!
Come back, Jack! Oh no, it's not good.
Listen, have a good time in Amsterdam.
We'll do if we dare get
if
on the
ferry. Right, seriously, Kate, what's the worst thing that could happen? Do you know what I mean?
Iceberg ahead.
They don't have icebergs in Huddersfield, do they?
Well, no, they don't.
They might have them in Holland, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's with you?
There's me and my fella, and my friend and her fella.
Hello.
Right,
cool. Well, listen, have a good trip.
Thank you.
Also, you've been on a ferry before, right?
No.
Oh, sorry. Right, when you get on it, you'll see a thing called a sign saying muster station. What the hell is that? I've never found that out. Who says the word muster anymore? What's that? Right, have a look for it because it will be there. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Listen. Have a lovely trip. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. I love you.
National Radio 1.
Also, sorry to Adam, who's about to get on a ferry from Southampton to the Isle of Wight. Also feeling a little bit nervous.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
My flatmate thinks me, he's just emailed me, thinks me getting the cleaner round for Christmas dinner is a brilliant idea. Because she's going to be on her own. And, you know, you want to be with people at Christmas. So I'm thinking that my cleaner is going to come round and share Christmas Day in our house. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
That's a nice gesture for your staff.
My flatmate will be there with his Eastern European girlfriend, and I'll be there with my Eastern European girlfriend, even though Poland isn't in Eastern Europe, as someone just pointed out. It's Europe. It's fine. And my flatmate also thinks it's a good idea because he can cook the Christmas dinner and then she can wash up afterwards. But I wouldn't do that. That's harsh. I'd let her have the day off and we can sit around laughing and joking. A bit like one of those Christmas videos, pop videos. A bit like that S Club 7 video. Do you remember the Christmas one? That's what it's going to be like. There'll be a log fire burning. Everyone laughing, joking and singing traditional Polish folk songs. That's what I want this Christmas. That's what's going to happen in my house. Everyone's saying, how hot is the cleaner? H-O-T.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Go. Go, 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 go.
Shorty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday.
We gon' sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a damn. It's not your birthday.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.